Now, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister has denied reports members of the Saudi royal family want to prevent Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman from becoming king. Adel Al-Jaber dismissed reports as outrageous and unacceptable. He said Saudi Arabia is united around its leadership. Jaber strongly denied Riyadh and bin Salman were involved in the murder of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Now, on Monday, sources close to the Saudi royal court said dozens of princes want to see a change in the line of succession. They claim King Salman's younger brother, Prince Ahmed bin Abdulaziz, is favorable to become next heir to the throne. Bin Salman is under increasing pressure after the CIA concluded that he had, in fact, directly ordered Jamal Khashoggi's murder. And joining us out of California is Rick Sterling, investigative journalist. Hello, Mr. Sterling. Now, these sources that have, it's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Let me start with a proper introduction. And now, you know, this is not just one, there's three or four sources that have come out and said, you know, inside the royal family, saying this is in fact the case. Adel Al-Jaber is saying it's preposterous and, you know, unheard of. But obviously, it's not just one source saying this. What can you tell us?
Well, of course, it's predictable that Foreign Minister Jaber would say that they're very united, but a realistic look at it would say, how could they possibly be united? Since Mohammed bin Salman's taken the effective leadership, it's been one disaster after another. The invasion and the ongoing attacks on Yemen, the fiasco where they brought the Lebanese Prime Minister Hariri to Riyadh and had him apparently forcibly resigned from his prime ministership of Lebanon, and that was reversed, of course, when he went back to Lebanon. The International Monetary Fund is warning that Saudi Arabia could be bankrupt in 5 years. So it's one disaster after another. On top of that, of course, MBS effectively imprisoned in a big fancy hotel many of his cousins and many other members of the royal family. So it's one disaster after another. There's no way it can be united. It must be very tense in Saudi Arabia right now.
And he imprisoned them until he actually extorted a large chunk of each and every one of their, you know, their wealth for the state coffer. Mm-hmm. I'm sure none of them took a liking to that. It's almost preposterous to say mm-hmm. it would be otherwise, that they would like to see him sidelined, especially after this Khashoggi thing has brought so much scorn and embarrassment to the Saudi royal family.
Right. I guess the big question is how much of a difference would it make if they had Mohammed MBN Nayef replace Salman or some other switch in the powers there? As long as it's basically a dictatorship that's heavily allied with the United States and with Israel and promoting sectarianism and promoting a fierce hostility toward Iran and other independent countries, there's going to be problems there.
And, you know, up until this point, Mr. Sterling, we've seen Donald Trump still express utmost support for Riyadh. He hasn't, you know, blasted MBS at all over this Khashoggi thing. But guess what? It's much different when you look inside Congress. You see Republicans and Democrats. There's a bipartisan movement taking place. Now, if that mm-hmm. is launched and they do sanction MBS personally and directly, what do you think will happen with chances of him staying in power?
Well, it looks right now as though he may ride it out. There are powerful forces that are supporting Mohammed bin Salman, including Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, of course, and Jared Kushner, you know, the son-in-law of President Trump, and Trump himself. And of course, Saudi Arabia has complied. MBS has complied with Donald Trump's demands to keep the oil prices very low, to increase production. And of course, this $110 billion military weapons purchase. So all of these things, it's an alliance made in hell. Unfortunately, it's bad for the American people. It's hell on earth in Yemen. The atrocities that are going on there. So it's bad for everybody except the military contractors.
I want to thank you for joining us and for your perspective and input, Mr. Rick Sterling, investigative journalist there, joining us out of sunny California.